something you said. It's helpful.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's see one thing new. Yesterday we launched a new set of rhythms and chord the strumming so that we can get the strumming pattern very nicely.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and play through, Tico?
Yes. Look, we will do one practice now, which is easy. Before we get there, we will do this. E minor, A minor, D, and then we will do G, C, and B7. These 6 chords. 6 chords. So it will be one,
okay.
E minor.
So
then A minor.
Okay, let's see. So did you send it or just write it?
No, I just write it.
Oh, okay.
Because you know with like that. And now we're playing with the video. With this video.
Okay.
I wanted to follow the chords first and then we will include the strumming pattern. And this will help to perfect the 7th for me. Click that one and play it from 20 seconds.
I haven't got the video yet, I don't think.
Yes, I do.
Yes, it's right here.
It should be any moment.
Yeah.
Well,
now
it needs
to load. Rio Ancho.
Rio Ancho, that's right. It means white river.
Yes.
White river, because Rio is river.
We're up to level 3 now.
Level 3, that's right. That's
progressing.
What we want to be. It means when we can do that, we are in level 3. Now you are at level 2.
Yeah.
But we need to get to level 3 on all chord and rhythm.
Okay,
and to do that, we will need to play this thing.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Just the chord.
Okay,
then I will count 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Each click of the metronome is 1 beat.
Okay, I didn't hear the metronome. I have to listen for the metronome.
Yeah, the metronome is there. I play with the metronome. Just put it louder and then you listen it.
Just count.
Don't forget about playing now. Don't worry. Just 3 rounds.
Okay, but I just count or I play and count?
First we count 3 rounds to make sure we know where we are. Otherwise, this will be crazy. This is the easiest way. Believe me. Just try.
Okay. So I'll start it from the beginning.
Yes. And count 1 beat per each. 1 beat is each click.
Thank you. Okay.
So, now we will
One problem is it's very hard to hear the metronome in the background.
We need to put louder or put some speakers to create louder sound, because that's right. When we have not volume enough, then we cannot listen. But the chord changes in one, so we do 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, and 1. So every time the chord restarts, that's one.
Just one stroke.
This is an ear training thing.
Okay.
What we're doing now is ear training, that we need to match it with our play. Then we will be successful.
All right.
That's
well,
the only way to create ear training program. This is the
okay.
Right. Let's try with the chord now. Now we just strum one chord. Don't do a strumming. Just do one thing. First.
Okay. Okay, let me turn up the sound some. Maybe that will help.
Yes.
Thank you. what I have, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Okay. It's supposed to play off the D chord.
And the C like this, right? C.
Yeah, it's going to have input into the bass, then on the D, actually, if you want, you can do the bandwidth with bar that you need, or you can just play two fingers here.
Oh, no string here?
Actually, it can be or not, it's the same if we play this, or this, it's the same chord. Strumming, 1, 2, 3, 4. That is the same thing we will use on the tico thing. So, let's go with
strum. It's the strum is that strum.
Yeah, that's right. Now let's see if we can play that strumming of the tico thing, but from this video, for example, from this one. Let's say the slowest possible, which is 96 beats per minute. Okay. Let's see if we can play the chords of the tico tico using as accompaniment this muted strumming thing here. If we can match that with the chords, then it means we are very okay.
Okay, here it's...
Then it really means we nailed it.
Back to level 2.
That's level 2. That's right. That's why we are in between. We need to go up.
Okay, now we will play at 96 beats per minute the strumming pattern of tangos. Being very careful with the accenting and all that. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4.
Do you have a diagram for this?
Yeah, you have it already. It's the okay. Tico Tico thing.
Oh, it's the same as the Tico Tico?
That's right.
Okay, it looks different on your video, but so...
No, it's just because it's a bit faster, but it's the same.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
the same,
it would be Rumba 3? Rumba 3?
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's exactly what we are doing. Also in the former video we did that.
Okay, let's see what
we also did that before.
So it's I can't remember what I did. So that's what you're doing?
That's right.
Okay, I'll put it back
on. That's right.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but it is, because look, I'm playing at 96, mm-hmm. Right? So we do like this. We do this one. 2, 3, 4, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, if I do a half the speed, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Look, let's see. Play at the speed and you can do it.
One,
and then we will see from
two,
where to go first.
Three. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like that.
That's right. That's the right one.
1, 2.
How you play with the tico tico chords, how you play it?
I don't know. it goes on autopilot, but in tico.
51 beats per minute. This one. The one that says interactive number 2 at 51. So this video, let's play it with this one. Then we will really make it round our rhythm practice, because rhythm is a big important aspect. See, yeah. This one. Play that. Play it from 20 seconds.
Okay, it's coming up.
25 seconds. And we'll try to follow that.
No, this is the 96. Did I get the wrong
okay,
one?
Okay, now we will play. That's 96 beats per minute.
We are doing a 51 beats per minute interactive, says.
Then maybe this is it.
Interactive.
Okay,
the last
this, yeah,
play.
I clicked on the wrong one.
Click the other. Okay, let's play the interactive thing at 51 beats per minute.
Come on. And I'm off. Okay, should I try to play along with this video, or?
We should not do it. No, I mean, first that one, this is the speed you are already doing proper, but some parts are a bit, so we need to go, you know what we need to do? We need to first get this speed perfect, which you are almost there, and then I will send you the next video that you will do about this piece.
Okay.
And also I would like you to not get lost when there is no melody, because when you play with the video, when there is the melody, then you are listening, you go very well, but as soon as the chords go there, you go good for a while, and then suddenly
I get lost. Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
it takes concentration. Yeah, it takes concentration. Okay,
well,
so so for next time, what I want to do is try to practice with this video at this speed. Do what I did last time, but at this new speed.
At this new speed, and the first video that I send you, just switch with the chords and do the ear training I told you to count first, then we play the chord, and then we will add the strumming. And try to get this strumming a bit faster also.
Okay.
Then next class we will complete all. We'll put them together.
Okay, now the next class will be at 9:30, or what time?
Wow, let me just ask why it happened this one moment.
Yeah.
Because I have here
Now, I prefer a little later than that if possible. I would prefer 9:15 or 9:30. Is that possible?
Then 9:30, let's do it.
Okay, let's always do 9:30.
Because that's what, look, I have it here. Yeah. I called the school.
But they, if you look at the email, if
they,
you...
They said, I apologize, I'm sorry. They were confused.
Yeah.
But they wrote me here this thing they gave me yesterday. I just came, I was feeling proud that I am punctual today.
Yeah.
And it was not.
Yeah, but you show the email that I just sent you a half an hour ago,
yeah,
and you will see it said
right,
9.
That's right. That's okay. What I will do.
But 9:30.
Okay, thank you, my dear.
Okay. Adios.
Practice. Adios.
Okay.